The next item is public comments. I believe we have an update, brief update from moisture replenishment. Mr. Andrew Button, you getting any more sleep?
A little bit.
Okay.
Last night was a good one.
Good. Andrew's a new dad, for those that don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give be the bearer of good news here. So a couple things. Recently, we got our budget passed, and with that budget being passed, there was an increase in the waste replenishment funds. So a little background on the replenishment funds is this past year that the waste replenishment plan was approved by this commission. We had made the ask of the commission and had approval by SMAC to spend what the maximum ask of these funds was for. So we planned for potentially getting an extra $1.5 million for the replenishment plan. And the budget that passed had an additional $750,000 allocated for the increase in both replenishment and restoration. There is a little bit of language distinction in the wording of the budget that was passed. I actually have a so the budget, there were two, the original ask was for $1.5 million of additional funds that was going to be split between replenishment, and restoration. And sort of over the course of the budget process, the nuance between those two words, which are almost synonymous with each other, was a little bit confused there. The budget that actually got passed, specifically, you'll see on the bottom of the page there, item 376, number one there, that the additional amount has $750,000 the first year and $1 million the second year. The general fund shall be used to provide support for oyster restoration. So restoration wasn't a word that was originally in the budget, just replenishment was. And the addition of that word sort of sets aside, sort of distinguishes between replenishment and restoration. The explanation, if you flip over the next page, sort of kind of confuses things a little more there. And it says that this amendment increases the Marine Resources Commission's funding for oyster replenishment and restoration activities by $750,000 the first year and $1 million the second year. So the original version of this bill that was sort of introduced before the various budget amendments had an ask for $1 million for in addition to the replenishment funds and a separate $500,000 for restoration. And the bill that was submitted by the House side had it split 50-50 and decreased the funds to $500,000 split evenly. The Senate side that was supposed to be merged with the language of the House side ended up having higher funds, which is a good thing, but that replenishment language was sort of somewhat lost in there. And the replenishment plan that was passed had a plan for up to an additional $1 million in replenishment activities, which can include restoration, and then a specific $500,000 plan for just restoration activities. And sort of the difference that we see on the staff side is replenishment is usually sort of, we consider that maintenance of public ground, so it's sort of a lower level of effort, and restoration, which can be replenishment, is usually sort of considered a higher level of effort. And some of the asks that I think came and got this was sort of thinking that restoration would be generally targeted towards non-harvest areas, and this language change allows us to use restoration funds for non-harvest areas and keep that separate from the replenishment funds. But given that the intent and sort of staff's opinion was that this was for increasing both, I think that the current plan is to split this $750,000 evenly between replenishment and restoration activities. We can kind of get into the nuance of back and forth, but that's sort of how we're planning on using these funds this year. I just wanted to sort of provide that update to the commission so we could go forward with the plan that we have without having to make too many major changes there. I think that's in the spirit of and the intent of this budget language. And I just wanted to make sure that was clear to the commission and answer any questions that we might have on the difference between replenishment and restoration. That are
the questions. Chris, do you have a question?
Sure. So, and would you propose that same structure for FY20 for the $1 million?
That's correct. So though, given that the House bill that should have been merged language-wise with the Senate side was for a 50-50 split, we would go forward with that same 50-50 split in fiscal year 1920, would be the current plan. So that million would be split, 500,000 additional towards strictly replenishment, and then restoration additional 500,000.
Mr. Ballard?
I see two people that probably spent weeks of time in Richmond working on this, and I just want to make sure they're both agreeable with this. I don't know if you've spoken to them, CBF and Kim Husky. Okay.
Thumbs up. Got a picture of it. Better than that one. All right. Yes, ma'am.
And so for that, I guess, those funds for restoration, what would you, how would you propose to spend that? Because is that new money for restoration ever for VMRC, or at least for a long time? How would it be?
In the past, replenishment has covered any of our restoration work, and this sort of gives us something specifically just for restoration. And in the replenishment plan that was passed this year, there's up to $500,000 of restoration work planned. So this, primarily in the plan this year, that's for alternative substrate planting on areas that wouldn't be harvested. And then the normal replenishment areas that we try to get done every year are primarily harvest areas. So there's planned work that's going to be primarily with alternative substrates on non-harvest areas, as well as the normal replenishment areas. So there's the funding increase is going to be covered in what would be considered by everyone restoration this year with that additional funds.
Okay, thank you. May I ask?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are the geographic areas of that work?
Right now, primarily the areas that will be having alternative substrate plan that's going to be strictly paid for with this restoration funding are the Piankatang, a portion of the Rappahannock, as well as an area of the Upper Pocomoke Sound.
Further questions? Thanks for pulling us out of the mud there, Andrew. I appreciate it. It was very confusing when it first came out, for sure.
All right.
Thanks. And thanks again for the support of our partners. Really much appreciated. Yes, sir. Any other public comments on fishery matters that are not on the agenda?